Thank you so much for joining me today on Just Praise Him Radio. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and my job is to inspire you to a closer walk with Christ. Now here's the show. Hello, believers. Welcome to the Just Praise Him Radio Show. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and the title of my message today is Through the Pandemic and Beyond. Today, we're going to be talking about faith and fear and anxiety and about how to not only survive the coronavirus pandemic, but to look to whatever may follow. Today on the show, I have a very special guest that has never guested on Just Praise Him Radio before. Because she is so busy, I was always hesitant to ask her. She is my friend and former mentor, Prophetess Beverly Wilhoit in Oklahoma City. Prophetess Beverly was such a great mentor that the Lord told me after her, I didn't even need any more mentors. That's how good of a job she did. Welcome to the show, Prophetess Beverly, and thank you so much for making time to join me today to speak to God's people.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And it's just an honor to be with you, Glenda, to talk with you, and then just to share the hearts of God's people.
Thank you so much. Okay, so let's talk about the coronavirus pandemic, since that is what is on everybody's mind and everybody's lips right now. I don't know anybody that's talking about anything but that. This is new ground for us. To my knowledge, there has not been any other pandemic in the U.S. in at least the last 60 years. I'm 60 years old, and the whole time I've been alive, there's not been a pandemic. I asked my sister on the phone, and she's older than me, and she said there's not been one either. So we're all kind of finding our way as we go in this. And as humans, you know, we don't really love uncertainty too much, so it's kind of anxiety-producing. The news of the constant increase in cases and deaths from coronavirus produces anxiety in us. Like everybody else, I listen to the news each day at the beginning of all this. And not all day long, but usually once during the day, once in the evening, I would tune in for a few minutes and just kind of get the latest updates. Plus, I see, you know, breaking news updates on my phone and on the internet. Before long, I was developing really intense anxiety. And as I began to pray about it, the Lord showed me that because I was listening intently to those newscasts with my guard down, the spirits of anxiety and fear had entered in unhindered. So I dealt with that, got a grip on my emotions, and now I don't pay too much attention to the news programs or, you know, coronavirus, and I feel a lot better. I do listen to the evening news once a day. I do that all the time just to kind of keep up with what's going on, see if the aliens have landed. I'm just kidding. you know what I mean? Make sure they haven't landed when I wasn't looking. Okay. The echoes of the coronavirus crisis will likely bring economic change to the U.S. and probably to other countries. As Christians, I think we need to not fear, but be aware and prepare for this. We need to use wisdom and stand in faith and ask the Lord for what we need. I don't know if y'all remember the Great Recession back in 2007 to about 2009. I remember it really well because I almost became homeless because of it. In fact, I would call Beverly up and she would have to talk me down off the ledge. Wouldn't I, Prophetess? I would call you on the phone and I would just be having a meltdown and you would just be all calm and collected.
Yeah, you would talk just encouraging, yeah. Encouraging you that it was all going to work out and it was going to be good.
You did. And I didn't even realize we were in a recession. Thank God I didn't, because that would have made it harder. But the oil field work had run out. I guess the oil price had dropped and we had just been told we had 2 years of work out ahead of us. So nobody was worried. And the Lord told me, he said, your job's fixing in. I said, okay. So I pulled in the reins on the, you know, extra spending and stuff like the fun stuff, and just started putting a little bit of money back. And sure enough, 30 days later, the boss called for a meeting at this one restaurant there in town. And I was like, here it comes. And sure enough, there it went. And that was it. And he said that the clients canceled the job. We don't have any work. But praise the name of the Lord, he had told me ahead of time so I could at least start getting ready and know what was coming. And that recession was unlike anything I had lived through before. I didn't live through the Great Depression. I'm not that old. But, you know, and I lived through Black Friday or Black Monday in 1987, Black Monday in 1987, but I honestly don't even remember it, so I must not have been too worried about that. But the Great Recession was another story. I was one of the millions of people that was on unemployment when they kept extending the unemployment. And then one day, they didn't extend it anymore. And it was that was scary. That was so scary. I tried my best to stand in faith, even though I was terrified out of my mind. And I learned as I went, but you know, the Lord took care of me in that. He took care of me. He did not let me become homeless. I always had food to eat. And I just want to tell everybody that's listening, He'll take care of you too. No matter what our economy does, as Christians, how He takes care of us does not depend on the economy. It doesn't depend on the economy. Let me give you an example. Here we are in the coronavirus pandemic, you know, and everybody's a little freaked out about what the economy is going to do and things like that, because we watched Wall Street jump up and down, like, you know, it reminds me of when you used to play jacks when you were a little kid, and a lot of kids now don't even know what that is. You throw the jacks, you bounce right. The ball. It reminds me of that bouncing ball, the way it's been going up and down, more down than up. But about 10 days ago, and this is all already going on, about 10 days ago, I had posted something on the JPH Facebook page about signing a contract for some radio airtime. There's a salesman that calls me once or twice a year, and he'll go, okay, we've got this kind of special going on, whatever, and there's like 30-something radio stations across all these different states that are all Christian stations that you can buy time on to put your program out there to reach more people and reach more souls for the kingdom. And for a long time, the Lord had not said, yes, take it. You know, always just pray, Lord, do I take, you know, and He would just say no. And so I would tell the guy I couldn't do it. Well, this time the guy's talking to me. I said, Lord, and the Lord said, yes. And I was like, oh, He said, yes. So I told the guy, I said, send me your available times on the stations and let me take a look at it. The Lord said, yes. And I had signed a contract for it. And so this precious sister in the Lord emailed me and she said, my husband and I saw that you had bought some radio airtime, and we want to contribute some money to help pay for the airtime. I was like, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Because I remember the first time I bought airtime was in 2014 or 2015, and I remember struggling so hard every month to pay for those programs. Never once heard from anybody that listened to them. Until this last year, I heard from one person who used to listen to them every Saturday morning, listen to one of them. Never heard from anybody else the whole time they were out there. And so I'm like, that is awesome. So they send me this check. And then she sends me another email and said they decided to pay for the rest of the airtime. Now, that don't even usually happen in the good times, okay? So I just want y'all to realize this is what God can do. How we live is not based on the economy of this world, because we're not of this world. So we're not bound to that. We're not tied to that. He is a big God, and He's a rich daddy too, isn't He, prophetess? He is a rich daddy. He can take good care of His children. And another thing I want to bring up too is, you know, just like we faced the Great Recession back in 09 and 10, back in 1929, our parents and grandparents faced what's been the greatest economic change of the last century, the beginning of the Great Depression, which started with, was it Black Friday or Black Monday, whatever day of the week it was. And I don't know about y'all, but my family were all poor farming families in Dusty West Texas, so it had to really be hard on them. And they were already poor. They were already doing without. But I'll tell you what, they pulled up their bootstraps and they looked for more ways to economize. They cut corners off where they'd cut corners. And they got through that, and God got them through that, and He gave them ideas and gave them opportunities, and they came through all that. Everybody kept their farm and their land and all that kind of thing, and they just kept going. Obviously, we're facing uncertainty, but I don't think we need to get into fear or be freaked out or be, you know, hanging off the ledge by, you know, one fingernail, things like that, like we were during the Great Recession, because we were that scared back then. We know the stock market dropping affects our economy, but we are not bound to this economy. And no matter what is coming or what is happening, our God is bigger. He is bigger. He does expect us to walk in wisdom. That's why He gave us brains. And he says that he will give us wisdom liberally, which means in plenty, if we ask. James chapter 1 talks about going through trials like this. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. I'm reading from the New King James Version. It's easier for me to read. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. We want to teach y'all today how you can get everything you need from God's word and using your faith to survive all of this, and not only survive, but even thrive under God's blessing. Prophetess Beverly, you and I have both been through numerous very difficult times in our lives, as many others also have. Will you share about a time that was difficult for you when God really blessed you?
Yes, praise the Lord, saints, praise the Lord. There's been several difficult times, and I guess about 5 years ago, I came home from work and I just wasn't feeling right. And I have asthma. And so that next day I didn't go to Bible study, and I never missed anything that the church doors were open to. And I called my brother and I said, I am sick. So he took me to the emergency room. While I was laying in the emergency room, they were telling my brother she will not make it through the night.
Oh no.
And I thought, well, my God, who are they talking about? I was the only one in that room.
Oh no.
And so I turned and looked at my brother to the left and I said, who are they talking about, brother? He never said anything. And I said, surely they are not talking about me. Sure. Because the word said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord. Surely they got the wrong one.
Amen.
So in my inner spirit, I got glory. I went into my heavenly tongue. Nobody could hear it but the Lord. And that next day, they said, we're checking her in the hospital. She's going to go in ICU.
Wow.
And I stayed woke all night long, looking at my father and smiling at my father, knowing the whole time that it was well.
Wow.
And when the doctor came next day, he said, who are you?
Wow.
Are you the same lady that I saw last night? And I said, yes, sir. He said, oh, my Lord. Yes, you do have pneumonia, but you are well today.
Wow.
So, you know, faith will take you through things you never thought you could go through. Ooh, your faith level will take to unexpected things that you never, ever would ever think of. And you know what? I grew in that hospital room. I was in there some days, but wow. I grew. My level went beyond anything expected, because what the enemy meant for bad, God meant for good.
Come on now. That's right. Wow. What an amazing testimony. I love that story.
And you know, when I look back on it, Glenda, I think about the goodness of the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
And I think about all that he has done for me. And I begin to shout. I begin to weep. I begin to glorify. Because see, this is one thing. If you don't know him, I encourage you to know him. Oh, see, he is the physician. He is the healer. It said in the word that by his stripes that you are healed. I claimed the healing. He said in his word, if I be for you.
Yes. That's right.
Who?
That's right.
Who can be against you?
Amen. Amen. That's right. I love that. I absolutely love that testimony.
Wow. He's faithful, Claudia.
Yes,
he is faithful. He's holy and he's righteous. Yes. And a lot of times we can't see the victory. We don't even know that we're already victorious in him, because we're so busy looking at them instead of him.
Amen.
See, I keep my eyes focused on him. I don't have time to look at them. See, because them can't heal me. Them can't protect me.
All right. Amen.
when the storm is coming against me, but he can.
Amen. Amen. That is right. The word says he will keep his mind in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee. Isaiah 26:3.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's it right there. Peace is not the absence of trouble, but the presence of Christ.
The presence of Christ.
Sometimes God calms the storm. Sometimes he calms his child.
Yes, Lord.
And sometimes when you're in the storm, you got to stir up your faith.
Yes.
You got to encourage yourself in the Lord like you did, like David did.
Yes.
We got to go to the word and get us some faith. My favorite thing to do when I'm upset or I'm stressed is to get my Bible and open it to Psalms. And I have different Psalms that are highlighted that I really like. And I'll just go through there and read them out loud. And it never, ever fails. In 30 minutes or less, I'll be just as calm as I can be.
Yes.
His word has that effect.
Life. Speak life over your situations.
Yes.
Speak life over this virus that's roaming. Speak life.
Speak life over your family, the people you love, your workplace.
Hi. There is power in the tongue.
Yes, there is.
So I have found over these 59 years that if I speak the power in this tongue, I have seen miracles. I have seen manifestations. I have seen things that I never thought that I would see. When I didn't have a job, let me just go ahead and say, oh glory, what am I saying that I don't say? When I didn't have a job because I got fired because I was the mayor. When I didn't have a job, I would say, okay, Lord, my car payment is due. Don't know what I'm gonna do. The bank can come and pick it up. Just as soon as I would get that off of my tongue, I may would go to the store or somewhere in town and somebody would stop me and say, Miss Beverly. And I would say, yes, I just want to bless you today. I don't know why, but I just want to bless you. Guess what? They would hand me a check. It would be the exact amount.
Oh, yeah.
My car payment.
I have seen God do that. I have seen him do that in my own life. I've seen him do that sort of thing. And then you know there is a God. You know there's a God and he is watching over you.
You know there is
you
God.
You know. Who? You know it. When you he know sends a check right out to you, like you're just walking, like you said, no job, no nothing. Yeah.
Oh, they didn't even know the situation. They just said, we want to bless you. And it's something about walking in the favor of God.
Oh, yeah.
The favor of the Lord is so important. And I know, you know, I know it's a difficult time. I know it's a critical time. And I know people are hurting. And I know anxiety has kicked in and worry and stress and depression has kicked in. But I am here to testify. This is a time for your faith level to go beyond anything that you've ever seen. Amen. The word said all we need is faith of a mustard seed.
That's right.
Surely, surely we can muster up way more than that.
Oh, yes. Surely we can after everything we've seen him do.
Yes, Lord.
I could not agree more.
And prayer. Prayer is so important. See, the word said, fervent prayer of the righteous shall availeth much. Yes. My prayer life is my life. If I set my toe on the ground at 3 o'clock in the morning, guess what? Before it goes all the way down to me, for me to get out of the bed, I repent first of all. Then I begin to glorify him and tell him, this is the day, Lord, that you've made, God. And I shall rejoice.
Oh, yeah.
This day, Lord. And I want to thank you for it. Then I give reverence to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Then I proceed to get out of bed. Because guess what? My day has started.
That's right. I love that.
Prayer is important. When I leave this house at 5:45 in the morning, guess what? I will begin to pray in my heavenly tongue all the way till I get to work. And when I pull in the parking lot, I begin to thank the Lord. See, I don't have time for anything else to come in. I need to get my atmosphere established. I need to get my atmosphere ready. So when I walk into that job, guess what? I have the hugest smile on my face because I have spent the last hour and a half with the Lord.
Can't go wrong like that. You cannot go wrong. And then you take his presence into your workplace.
Yes. Yes. And it's always, always, it never fails. It's always someone that comes to me. And I've had people to come to me and say, how? Why are you so different than everybody that you can come inside the jail smiling every morning? I said, because of the goodness of the Lord.
That's it.
The goodness. He's my daddy.
That's it right there.
And I said, and life. I said, he told me that I may have life and I may have it in abundance. And he said that my latter day shall be greater.
That's right. Which means at all times, the best is yet to come.
The best is yet to come. And I love him, Glenda.
Oh, I know you do. I've seen it. I have seen it. I have known Prophetess Beverly for 16 years. And she has never been any different than what you hear right now. And she is always smiling all the time, no matter what's going on or not going on in her life. She's always smiling. When people do her wrong and stab her in the back, and I've seen it, she still keeps on smiling, keeps on praising God. I don't always do that, but I aspire to do that. I aspire to be like her in that.
Yes. Because, see, some years ago, I was in Cyril, Oklahoma, and I was the mayor. And he asked, the pastor said, oh, mayor, get up and exhort. And as I was exhorting, I heard the Holy Ghost say, I have written my people in your heart. And I thought, well, what in the world?
Wow.
And so I kept on exhorting, and I heard it again. And I told the pastor, I said, hold on just a moment. I need to hear what the Lord is saying. And I heard it again. I have written the people in your heart. I didn't understand at that time. And that's probably been about 14 years ago. But as I live this day, there is not one on this earth that I don't love. There's not one that comes inside that jail that I don't love. There's not one inmate that gets released that I don't love. I love all mankind. I may not like what they've done. I may not like the sin, but I love them. Because the word said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
That's right.
So you know what? I cannot pick and choose who I'm going to love. Not if I'm going to live saved. Not if I'm going to try to live righteous and holy. God did not place me here to judge. He placed me here that I may go forth and preach the gospel, and that I may lay hands on the sick, that they may recover.
Amen.
Yeah, I see a lot of things at the jail, and I hear a lot of things at the jail. But I'm going to tell you something. God always prepares me, and he prepares my heart to receive. And that's exactly what I do. I try to put myself in that position. See, you know, the bitterness a lot of times that people hold on to is because molestation, rape, family on drugs. We never know what somebody has gone through.
Yeah.
Because we're so busy judging what it looks like on the outside instead of looking than what possibly could be in the inside. See, I try to at all times use my spiritual eyes that I may see the goodness in everyone.
Okay, we're going to have to close this for today, but we will have Prophetess Beverly on the show again next week. Tune in the same station, the same time, on the same day of the week, and you can hear her again. Would you like to close with a quick prayer?
Gracious and Heavenly Father, Lord, I just come to you this evening, Father, with praise and thanksgiving in my heart. Father Jesus, I just thank you for your love because and your compassion because it said it fails not. Father Jesus, I just ask that you go to every home that needs a blessing, every home that needs the peace that passes all understanding. God, Lord, Santa, God, I just ask that you would go in, reassure them that you are the one true God. And that, Lord, hold them, comfort them. Whatever the situation is, God, let them not walk in fear. You are not the author of fear, Lord. And, Lord, we just thank you. I thank you for the woman of God who's opened up the airways to encourage others and to love others, Father. And, Father, we just praise you. We glorify you for it all, Father.
Yes, Lord.
In the sweet and passionate name of Jesus, we say amen and amen.
Amen. And for those of you who want to contact Prophetess Beverly, she is Beverly Wilhoit on Facebook. You can find her on there. We'll have her again next week. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Just Praise Him Radio. You can contact me by mail at my new address, JPH Inc., Glenda Lomax, P.O. Box 60, Glencoe, Arkansas 72539, or by email at jphtoday@gmail.com. JPH is not affiliated with any nonprofit organization, church, or denomination.
Does your life feel like it's falling apart around you? Are multiple things going wrong all at once? Does it seem all your comforts have been stripped away? You may have entered the wilderness. Wilderness experiences are often times of great discomfort and lack. Every Christian must pass through the desert on the way to their promised land. Find out how to go from surviving to thriving by partnering with God as He leads you in the path that will strengthen your faith and prepare you to step into your destiny. The Wilderness Companion will help you find out why you have been led into the wilderness. Find out the biggest hindrances to receiving the provision you need in the wilderness. Find out what the seven temptations of the wilderness are. Learn how to partner with God in His purposes for you in the desert seasons. Get your copy of The Wilderness Companion today. The Wilderness Companion by Glenda Lomax on Amazon.com in print, Kindle, or audiobook.
Sidewalk Flowers Volume 1 is a collection of 58 short inspirational readings that will uplift, comfort, and encourage readers from every walk of life. Sidewalk Flowers includes inspirational tales and topics taken from the lives of everyday people who exhibited extraordinary wisdom, kindness, and courage while traveling the sidewalks of life. Get your copy of Sidewalk Flowers Volume 1 today, available in print and new audiobook. Sidewalk Flowers, Volume 1 by Glenda Lomax, available on Amazon.com in print or new audiobook.
There is no one on earth who has not been wronged at some time in their life. Everyone has a story to tell. Everyone has been hurt by someone. The pain you have suffered does not make you special. It is what you do with that pain that sets you apart. Life can make you bitter or it can make you better. You choose. The only difference between the two is the I.